League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
The Grizzlies have just traded Steven Adams to the Rockets for Victor Oladipo and 3 second-round picks.
She checks a lot of boxes. Checks a lot of boxes.
So, okay.
Take him to a weigh station.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance. With that in the
nighttime, Frank is just a bad person now. He puts in stuff like that. Shut up, Frank. Just shut up, Frank. We hope that's Mondays. That'll be Monday. Frank, you're stupid. Okay, thanks. That's all. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Now, Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly, linebacker forever for the Panthers. Is he in the Hall of Fame yet? Yeah. Luke Kuechly's in the Hall of Fame.
No, I don't think he's been out of the game long enough.
Has he not been? No?
He's first ballot.
He's going to be, yeah.
He's first ballot.
If he's not in. I'm not a big Hall of Fame guy, so I don't know. I've never watched a Hall of Fame. Actually, never watched a Hall of Fame speech through it in its entirety, ever. But apparently he knows his football. So here he is. Here's Luke Kuechly talking about why Travis Kelce is so open all the time.
I think the thing with Travis, you know, you try to study as much as you can. You try to anticipate routes. He doesn't run. He runs normal routes. He runs fades like he just ran that touchdown, that back shoulder ball he caught against Baltimore. But nothing he does is truly on script. So he can come up. He can find a window. He can move out of a window. He has the freedom to kind of find space and sit down. And what we always talk about with guys like that is you have to keep your eyes on Travis. You can't take your eyes off of him and put them on Mahomes. If he comes out of a break, you think it's a typical out route, you put your eyes back to the quarterback, then you lose sight of Kelce. And once you lose sight of him, Mahomes knows that. Kelce knows that. Now he's going to pivot and get open. So when you play guys like that, that are so have such a good ability to kind of just go off the cuff, you got to have your eyes on him. You got to pin hips. You got to stay attached. And then when the ball is in the air, the one tell that guys like him have is his eyes. His eyes are always going to tell you when he's tracking the ball. The good guys, you can't read hands because they're going to wait to the last second, throw your hands up. But with Kelce, if you can stay attached, you can keep your eyes on him, you can read his eyes. When his eyes begin to focus is when you can play through his hands. And it sounds super easy, but there's a reason that he's Travis Kelce.
So what he's telling you is that, and there's actually a longer one too that says Pat Mahomes does the same thing. These guys together do the same thing. And what it is, it's a basketball mentality where, okay, if you're a cornerback and you know, all right, this route is like they're going to take a 7-step, then they're going to drive off the back foot, you know, and then they're going to drive off their inside foot and cut it. You know, I'm anticipating this out, and I know when the break point's going to be. I know what the routes kind of look like. These are what it's, you know, because precise route runners, right? Ladd McConkey's got a certain way he runs his routes and all that. What he's telling you is that Travis Kelce basically throws the rules out. He'll run some routes sometimes, but he'll run the idea of a route and then freestyle. You know who would hate that? Tom Brady. Tom Brady would be so pissed off with that. You know who loves it? Another guy who plays like that, Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes, a basketball player. Pat Mahomes says, yeah, we'll do things on script to an extent, but once it goes off script, man, we're playing backyard ball. Well, now you got a tight end who's playing backyard ball with you. And so that's what makes it so hard is because if you think it's this route, yeah, maybe you guessed right. Maybe it was that route, but it's not that route anymore. And now he's run into free spaces. And Pat Mahomes has the freedom to understand, and they kind of see it the same way, of understanding, yeah, I'm just going to wait and let Travis get open. And so that's what makes him so hard, because he's unpredictable, because he doesn't even know what he's going to do completely before the snap. He's going to read you and then make moves outside of structure. And Pat Mahomes plays that way too. So this is why he's open. You think that you've got him. You think that you're tracing the route. And then he just says, let me just see what else I can do out of this. And you're like, well, this isn't fair. It should be you have to run this route and I have to guard this route.
Right.
And he goes, nah, I'll just freestyle. And everywhere else it'd be considered a negative. In the draft, I'd have to consider freestyle's too much. But guess where it became a positive and why he's the greatest of all time? Because he has a quarterback that can, you know, he would not be good with Bobby Slowick's offense. I mean, he would, let's face it. But Bobby Slowick's offense is timing. It's this read, then to this read. Well, what happens if he's your number one read and your quarterback is on the same page with being an improviser? Then it's a nightmare, because those two guys can beat the brakes off you. And that's what happens. And that's what makes him special. And Luke Kuechly talked about it. I never really looked at it that way, but because I didn't realize that's what was going on. But that's what's going on. The reason he's hard to guard is because he's not working. He's not coloring inside the lines. He's just going to open spaces. So how do you guard?
Are you sure that I think there's a lot more. And U of H as well, but when I was doing the Roughnecks play-by-play, I'd go to the practices, and June Jones and P.J. Walker, and it was a lot of improvisation.
Well, they do route. They make reads, and they cite it.
It's all about reads. And I think a lot of that is probably Travis.
No, Travis makes reads, but then he takes a step further.
It's a lot more than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot more than I thought.
Well, those are the complicated ones.
Really complicated.
They both have to recognize coverage. Like, okay, if a linebacker's got outside leverage, you're going to run this route. And that's why you'll see a quarterback throw one place and a receiver goes another place. I always watch that on tape, and I'm like, okay, I try to pick up what the read was, who made the wrong read on that one.
Yeah.
It's not always – quarterback's not always right on those, by the way. Wide receivers sometimes are right, like, dude, because I'll see the wide receiver go to the quarterback and say, no, he had – inside leverage, I'm running this. Or if it's zone, if I got too deep, we're running this. Remember?
Well, that back fade that he was talking about with Travis Kelce is unstoppable. It is unstoppable for a defensive back.
His body
control adjustment. But how Travis Kelce reads that as well, that they're on the same page, that they know as soon as he turns just at the right time and that ball is placed. It's amazing.
This is going to sound weird, but I had that same chemistry with a guy named Teo Gregg. Dell, we used to play pickup basketball at Tulane, and I would be like, he'd be the Kelce to my Mahomes, because we had that intuitive thing where I would make backdoor passes to him, and you know, I'm not calling myself the first Mahomes, but in a way I was the first Mahomes in terms of being on the same page of another player and be able to make those kind of
reads. He couldn't hear that.
I could hear it. You did the choke on a concrete thing, and I just played right through it.
I hate it. Stop it. You're not the next. You weren't the first anything. You're not an upgrade for Michelle Keegan's husband. Stop it.
Yeah. Well,
The first Mahomes, he said.
Well, I wasn't a Mahomes back then, but I was a guy who we were on the same page. So I know what that looks like. And so.
In pickup basketball.
Yeah. Me and Tao, like, you did not want to see us.
Speaking of which, you think Pat Mahomes can play basketball? You ever see Pat? Did you see Pat Mahomes play softball?
Oh yeah, Pat Mahomes is a mega.
He's an unbelievable and with that body.
He's kind of a bad body guy, but he's a great athlete.
Yep. No, he's
so he's not trying to go to get beach muscles. He's trying to beat you in every game imaginable.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, you think he can golf? I'll bet Pat Mahomes is in the 70s. Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Pat Mahomes can golf. Absolutely.
What do you think Pat Mahomes can't do? Do you think I could beat Pat Mahomes in disc golf if he? Now I don't know if he's ever played.
I'm not sure that he married great. But did you see she's under fire now?
What for this time?
Apparently they were walking out of the building and she turned to a guy, I guess, who I don't know, that works there or something, and she spun her finger at him like, yeah, let's, you know, turn this over. Let's do this. Let's go with this or whatever. The world reacted like Brittany Mahomes like punched him in the like Some kicked him in the nuts.
Can't be, wait to be mad at other people.
But and Jackson Mahomes was actually in the picture, and then people had to respond. Oh, Jackson Mahomes isn't in prison, really? I mean, I
just can't believe Brittany Mahomes. I get not like Brittany Mahomes loves that Taylor Swift is there now. She's got a great friend. It's somebody she probably loves. And she's not taking as much heat. People just realize, oh, finally, we can jump back on Brittany for a second. Did you see that when she did her finger?
Well, right.
We're going to have to get her.
Brittany was fine because Jackson was
F your backlash. Honestly, F your backlash.
Yeah.
F your outrage. I mean, haters, F all that stuff. These are sad people who are online, anonymous sad people. They don't matter in anyone's life. James Harden, the great philosopher James Harden once said,
What did the great philosopher once say?
If you mind, you don't matter. If you don't mind, no. Okay. Great philosopher James Harden once said, if you mind,
you don't matter.
Yeah. If you mind, you don't matter. And if you matter, you don't mind. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
If you matter, you don't mind.
Oh, hold
on. If you don't mind,
yeah, but another philosopher,
okay,
also,
God dang it.
Another philosopher also said, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Yep.
That's what another great philosopher said. So guess what?
There's another
Brittany Mahomes is really popping.
There's another great philosopher who once said, you can either be a hunting dog or a pot licker. A hunting dog is out there doing things and being useful. A pot licker does nothing but lay around and lick pots. What are you going to be, a hunting dog or a pot licker? And that was Roy Hayes, my high school basketball coach.
I don't know about that analogy. But,
well, think about it. If you think about it, everyone, there are hunting dogs and pot lickers.
Yeah, I mean, there I guess. Are, right? I don't know any pot. What is a pot licker, really?
Lazy. Just waiting to lick around. Not going out to get his own food or go work for anything.
You're
kind of
gross, actually.
You're just laying around. Oh, dogs, yeah, here's, you know, here's a little. So they just want to sit around. Lick the pots, just get the scraps that fall on there, just lay around all day. You're a hunting dog or a pot licker.
I guess
you could break people down like that in drafts or in just people. You could do people. Like,
I guess I'd be a pot licker, I guess. I don't know.
No, you're a hunting dog.
If you're going to just bring me food and I could just lay around all day, play poker or golf, I'll be a pot licker. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, but you make it into work whenever you have had drinks and all that stuff.
Yes, I do.
Like, to me, I think that's your greatest skill. The fact that you don't sleep and you drink, and I'm like, you know, John says a lot of crazy stuff, but this is pretty much impossible. Most people can't do this.
Listen.
And you should get into Texas Radio Hall of Fame for that alone. The ability to drink the way you do and not sleep and sometimes drink and poker and not sleep and work.
It is a superpower.
You did it at Super Bowl. Super Bowl 2004 was one of your greatest and most terrifying runs of all time.
Super Bowl 2004 was I should have died that week.
I should have died that week. Sounded like you were on the verge of death a few times on the air.
We had Jim Nance on, and I remember just saying stuff that I shouldn't have said. I said a lot of things that week I shouldn't have said.
Oh, yeah.
I said a lot.
We let Jay Moore go way too far with some comments, too.
Jay Moore was awesome.
The map of Hawaii was the best.
713-780-3776 is I took Art's his line. He can't pick a hot wife like the rest of the NFL. I don't know. She's not ugly. You people are just ugly about Brittany Mahomes and Jackson Mahomes. He's such a good kid.
Well, wait a minute. You set him up for that. You said he didn't pick a good wife or whatever.
Oh, did I?
He's
say
been
that?
With her forever. They
no,
love
no,
each
no,
other.
No. People think that.
Because not you.
Not me particularly.
Yeah, people.
I think she's fine. I don't. It's just that's a man's wife. Leave her alone.
I know.
That's a man.
You started this.
No. People started it. She's all the rage, right? And oh, by the way, Britney Spears.
Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, by the way. Oh my God, Travis Kelce's wife.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
It's
Taylor
not,
Swift.
Not
is,
wife yet.
Well, Tony Romo said. Taylor Swift is now apparently changing the entire election. This is what's she is absolutely ruining America because she's having everybody vote for Biden.
Is she changing the election?
She's changing the election.
How?
Yes.
How?
Wait.
She hasn't done anything yet.
How? Oh, you mean like in 16 when the polls said Hillary's going to win easy?
Oh, you want to see this story?
Okay. Am I going to see some polls?
Well, you're going to see where...
Let's just see what
apparently
happens.
Apparently, she's asking everybody to go out and vote. And who are God her forbid. Listeners?
God forbid.
Okay? So...
Hey!
Taylor Swift
don't
is,
tell people to exercise their American right.
Yeah. No. She's trying to get people to vote. And you know what that's causing? All those lefties going to the ballot boxes.
Well, John, why don't you get your people to go out there and vote and see how it matches up?
Italians.
Yeah, get the Italians out there to vote.
Get out there. All right.
Exercise your right.
Oh, speaking of that. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to hear from a former president. We're going to hear from two former presidents when we come back.
Okay.
Who apparently don't like my draft stuff.
Two former presidents who don't like your draft stuff. Holy crap, are you kidding me? But first, we are going to hear from a little tequila. And tequila is really, really,
sure?
really awesome.
Are we sure? This is my third tequila. Are yeah. we sure
yeah,
I'm doing
sure.
tequila right now?
I'm sure you're out for a couple days.
Yeah,
okay. I was just making sure, like, I don't mind having three different 2-ounce pours of tequila on a Friday. That's fine. And I should have had one with each one of these spots that I did because – we'd be going a lot smoother right now, but Maestro Bell's the best. I mean, they're the absolute best when it comes to finding a tequila that is going to be your premium top shelf tequila, but at a very reasonable price. And Maestro Bell, if you've had cheap tequilas, one of the first signs is going to be that burn that you have. Oh, man, that is going to be rough on you. It's not distilled properly. It's going to have the burn. Will it get you where you want to go? Sure. If you're just looking to get hammered, go ahead. Do your shots. Suck the limes and lick the salt and scream after you're done because it burns your chest. And great, have fun. Go have your fun, and then congratulations on your hangover in the morning. But if you're looking to be refined and a gentleman like I am, then maybe you're going to have some Maestro Bell. You're going to have it in a cocktail, in a margarita, and a Reposado cocktail. Maybe you're going to sip a Cristalino. You're going to have a nice pour there, maybe with a single, maybe cooled a little with a single a large ice cube, or maybe you're going to just have it straight and, you know, up and neat, and it's going to be delicious as well. I can promise you this. It's your premium top-shelf tequila at a very reasonable price made in Tequila, Mexico, and it's waiting for you right now. If they don't have it at your restaurant or at your liquor store, make sure you ask for it by name. It is my good friends over at Maestro Bell.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg!
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
This is not the Cabo Cup. There's a guy who's laying on the ground in front of a golf cart. He's got his legs propped up. He's being pushed along the grass while another guy's standing on top of him pouring a beer into his mouth. That is not the Cabo Cup. That's not what we do. Can we stop that already? I mean, the Cabo Cup is serious business. Reginald, if that is your real name. Goodness gracious. I mean, that is terrible, terrible, terrible. How bad do you feel Alperen Şengün didn't get into the All-Star game, though?
I'm not surprised. I don't feel bad because I don't care about the All-Star game for any reason. But if you have a argument, the fact that Cat made it when Şengün's numbers are very comparable and in some cases better, I can see you being upset, but Cat's on a top two team in the West.
Yeah.
So that's your problem there.
Man, there's some people upset that Rudy Gobert didn't make it because he's the best defender in the league. And look at where they are. Look at where the T-Wolves are.
You called it, though. Şengün had such an uphill battle. Yeah. And the guy is an all-star this year. It's just at the position.
No, it's
since they don't do a position, but they just do front court. He's just in.
Would he have made it ahead of Domantas Sabonis?
What's that?
Would he have made it ahead? I don't know that he makes it ahead of Sabonis.
Sabonis is having a great year, too.
Well, and Sabonis lost 1.3, not making the all-star team. He's been an all-star before. He was an all-star last year.
Ooh, that's
and he didn't make it this year, and he lost 1.3 on that. Nice job. Nice job taking money out of the Sabonis' mouth when they're foreigners and they need the money. Okay?
They're foreigners and they need the money.
Yeah.
Why do they need the money?
Because they're foreigners. They come from probably from poverty.
He was literally Arvydas Sabonis' son.
I know, but he probably came from.
No, he played in the NBA many years.
Yeah, but I don't. You don't know. He might have spent it. He might not have. You don't
True.
Know.
We got to find ways to get these NBA players more money.
I mean, the whole show's been about making sure these guys get money.
One thing we're
going
to do is find a way to help some of these guys get more money. It's like people I see on Twitter, like they. It's like when somebody gets paid a gigantic paycheck, there's a celebration. Like, dude, this guy has never given you anything. You know this, right? None of it's going to trickle down to you in any way, shape, or form. And it's like huge celebrations when people get these enormous deals.
And they
like,
don't
yes,
care
we
about
did
you
it.
As well.
We did it. Like, he doesn't. This person doesn't know you or care about
the
you.
The celebrations when Lamar got his money.
Oh, my God.
How many people were so excited? I was like, why? Why do you care?
But he ain't giving you no.
Yeah, what does it matter?
They wouldn't even get an agent.
By the way, here's
that
the,
money's not leaving the house.
Here's the quote. Be who you are and say what you feel. Because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.
Okay, well, James.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
It wasn't really.
Well, James, I heard it from James, who actually, James just took that and shortened it. I didn't need all that other crap from Seuss. James just said, those who matter don't mind, those who mind don't matter. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Dr. Seuss. No, well, at least we know James reads something.
Yep. Told you he's a voracious reader. One fish, two
LeBron.
Fish, red fish, blue
Why
fish.
Why is LeBron always on the first page of a book?
I know. What about one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
I love
fish?
It when people even manipulate it more and turn the book upside down.
I know. That's so bad.
All right.
Do you have, hold on. Do you have that? Do you have
no, the, you sent it as a Mac file. And I got to convert the thing so it plays off a Windows computer.
Okay. So are you converting it right now?
I'm trying.
Okay, you're going to love this.
Presidents of the United States.
Yes.
Didn't
just,
like
just
your,
one.
Your draft?
Well, it's not just me. It's the media.
Oh, sorry.
But it has to do with sports media.
Okay. Wait, so it was a president of the United States. Uh-huh. I thought it was at you, particularly, in one of your draft evaluations.
Well, you'll hear. When you hear it, you'll find out. It's not great.
Was it about Me Too, then? It's about sports media?
It's not about the Me Too movement. Or is it about you two? Yes.
It's about me too.
Yeah, sports media.
Oh, it's about all of us. He's none too pleased with all of us. Well, so, I hear some coaches aren't too pleased with the media, but okay.
The one I told you about at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah.
Who literally said, I have no respect for ESPN at all.
Speaking of which, I just want to give, okay, Lamar, ooh, you got big money. What about John Weeks? John Weeks.
Today should be about John Weeks.
It is all about John Weeks.
Once again, John Weeks beats the odds. When he graduated high school, I wonder if anyone said, you know who's going to be like an 18-year pro? John Weeks.
You know,
I think
he
we're
looks
on like year
Samwise Gamgee. That's what he looks like.
I consider that a compliment.
Yeah. He looks like a, not a hobbit per se, but, you know, they're bigger.
He's built different than the other people.
Right. No.
On the field, yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
But this guy is
and
like
yet 15
against,
years.
This is
the greatest career in sports
he's
history.
He's the people's long snapper.
He's the great. This is, I mean, you don't even have to, he doesn't even get hit anymore. Back
protected.
In the day, they would destroy centers, the snappers. Destroy. Now he doesn't even get hit, and he gets $1.37 million.
Yeah,
to not get hit.
No, to actually. No, he doesn't get that to not get hit. He gets it to snap the ball with good placement,
every
good
time.
Speed, and accuracy every time.
Every
That's
time.
What he actually gets paid for.
Name the last time he had a bad snap.
Never.
It's impossible. No, I just asked you an impossible something.
It was
impossible
a it was
do.
A trap. It's a trick question. Here you go. Right here before we get to a break. This is a former president, and you'll see, yes, it's about me, but it's about you too. And I'm really concerned right now with the direction our country is headed in now that these presidents are starting to turn on media members and guys who do good jobs like I do.
I mean, who is this Lance Zierlein? He and his friends in the crooked media think they know the draft. It's fake news. He has asked me to be on his show many times. I won't do it. So he and his corrupt media friends attack me. So we wipe our asses with his mock drafts. Lance Zierlein is fake news.
I mean, can you believe that?
Is he wrong?
Can you honestly
is
believe?
Is he wrong?
Trump,
are you making America great again?
President
no.
Trump wipes
your mock drafts
his
are not
ass
making
with
America
my mock draft.
He wipes his
and the crooked media, like you. And he's lying. I've never asked him to come on the show many times.
Many times.
Many times. I never did. And I'm not Crooked Media. I'm just out here trying to put together a mock draft.
I kind of feel like he's right.
He's not right.
I kind of feel like you're not making America great. Your mock drafts add nothing to this country.
I just feel like, well, it does. They are polarizing, and they are divisive at times. And guess what? There's a huge division going on right now.
More divisive, your mock draft or Trump?
Well, I mean, Trump's saying it's mine. Twitch seems to like this segment. Oh, somebody came after somebody. They like the segment.
Who came after what?
Lance, you win today. I win because somebody wiped their ass on my mock draft. That's not.
Somebody.
I had that sent to me.
Somebody.
I had that sent to me saying, hey, Trump hates your mock drafts. And I played it. I'm like, what the hell did I ever do to Trump? What did I do to this guy? I'm just minding my own business, trying to slot guys where they may go in the draft. And then, like, I'm fake news. I'm the media. What am I? Fake media or whatever he called my media friends, and then he wipes his ass with my
mom. We don't need to misquote him. We can always listen to it again. Didn't take that long.
Yeah.
I mean, who is this Lance Zierlein? He and his friends in the Crooked Media think they know the draft. It's fake news. He has asked me to be on his show many times. I won't do it. So he and his corrupt media friends attack me. So we wipe our asses with his mock drafts. Lance Zierlein is fake news.
The cadence is perfect. I won't do it.
Boy, it's AI.
I won't do it.
Oh, this stuff is too far. You could be prosecuted for something like that. Okay?
Oh, AI, let me tell you something. AI is so terrifying.
You can't bring a piece of video into a courtroom now and say, well, this is what happened. No. You could have absolutely AI'd that.
I can't believe people have not figured it out. I have my LDK shirt on today just to bring awareness to the situation.
Oh, wait. You don't
know. That Lance Berkman?
LDK, that's Joe Rogan. LDK means Lance don't know. Well, you know. How about this?
I've read all of Lance reports from over the years, and for the life of me, can't figure out why people read Lance Zierlein's reports. The guy doesn't know. I have just had T-shirts made to make sure everyone is aware that LDK.
LDK,
Lance don't know. No. See? Obama's coming in on me. Stevie Wonder said, even I can see that Lance is terrible. I got a Stevie Wonder one. You want to hear that? I don't know if you could pick
who
up the
business. These to you?
I don't know if you could pick these. Ballard.
I don't know why people can't see that.
Here, listen.
Lance.
Hold on.
With his evaluations. I mean, I have a better chance of seeing it, and I can't see. I am currently wearing my LDK shirt to spread awareness to the plain fact that Lance doesn't know.
Is that Stevie?
Yeah, but I don't feel like that AI has been fixed yet.
No, I don't
it's not
that.
Great.
It's inside.
The Obama, though?
Stevie Wonder.
The Obama is perfect.
Perfect.
The Trump
so
is perfect.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lance don't know. That is funny. How much did he spend on that? He must have spent some money on that.
I mean, they're terrorizing one of the guys in their own building named Todd. They've got... They spend time like it looks like it'd be fun to work there, but also not as fun.
Ballard better not screw up the draft because if they find out what he's doing.
Except one of his guys, they made him. Yeah, they put him in a Kiss. See, they put him in Kiss. The guy's head is one of their NFL scout, like one of their pro scouts that they have.
And they put him in a Kiss.
Yeah,
outfit.
They just put him. Oh, they go after him. I mean, listen, they grind and work hard. But they're going to have a little bit of fun.
All right, when we come back, we're going to do...
Yes, check your emails. I sent the lyrics to each of you in your email. I cleaned it up.
You did?
A lot of naysayer in the
wait,
lyrics.
What?
I wrote naysayer instead of the actual word.
Oh, okay. Good.
Can we still say naysayer?
Yes.
I feel like you can.
Yes.
Unless people are
That's
just
like
going to be...
like you when you're like, I don't know if I should say they're Mexican. They're from Mexico.
No.
They're Mexican heritage.
Really,
yes, but am I supposed to say it? Like,
people
you
are
can say
sensitive
if somebody's
about that,
heritage is Mexican, yes.
I cleaned it up
now,
the way
don't
I...
Don't call somebody who is Puerto Rican Mexican.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Even still.
Look, I cleaned it up the way I thought.
Can't say Mexican.
I thought it was okay, but
you don't say Mexican.
Yeah, don't say that at all. But you can mute yourself if you want. Oh. It's up to you. But I put in the the socially acceptable word, I guess. Okay. Now I'm not
is
sure.
That socially
I don't know.
Acceptable.
I don't
now?
Know. It was said like for a weekend. I'm not sure anyone's saying it anymore, but you can decide what you want to say.
Okay, I don't know about this naysayer thing, but we'll
look
see.
At you showing some restraint.
Give me the VIN.com because I want to keep on talking for John Clay Wolf. That's what I want. I want to make sure that everybody knows that I'm a big John Clay Wolf fan. I sold a car to John Clay Wolf. Got way more than I should have for it. I'm telling you, way more than I should have for it. And it wasn't just because it was me. Actually, John Clay Wolf wasn't even a part of the process. And then, no. He actually was. I said it on the air, and he said, I'll give you this. I said, take it. Done. But then we had to, listen, after he goes over the car, if you play bumper pool with it, okay, chances are you're not going to get as much money. But if it's in great, great, great shape, you know, you let him know. And that's kind of important when you're making the deal with him. Here's the deal is you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. You send him a picture of your vehicle. You send him the license plate, and he'll tell you what that vehicle is worth. Then they, you know, then there's, oh, what is this? Is everything okay? What kind of condition is it? All that kind of stuff. It all comes into play. But here's the deal is you're going to get more at GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your car. John Clay Wolf is here to buy it from you, and he will give you more for it, or at least be armed when you go to CarMax or the dealership or wherever you want to sell your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya cane powder.
It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man.
Back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, so how does this work? Is there any point
we're
going to
go in the order of when the songs are actually dropped? So if you don't know, two of the queens of hip hop are in a back and forth right now, Megan Thee Stallion, Local Girl, and Nicki Minaj. So because in this regard, Lance is the local guy because he was born here. He's going to be doing the part of Megan Thee Stallion. And John will be the outsider responding with the verse from Nicki Minaj. I only gave you guys like 3/4 of a verse because really at some point, listen, you two rap for more than 45 seconds, maybe a little too much for people. So I made that determination. But I'm going to give you the best parts. And Lance should go first because Nicki's responding to Megan, so okay. It makes more sense. So the first song is Megan Thee Stallion's Hiss. Apparently she'll have snake references in her song, maybe
because she's a snake in the grass,
or or maybe the album will be about all the snakes in Megan's grass. I don't know, but the first song is called Hiss. I'm gonna give you a beat, the instrumental to the song Hiss, and then I'm just gonna let you go. Lance, you have the lyrics in front of you.
Let me hear the beat.
But do you have the lyrics in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now we talked about in the previous segment, Lance will be the one who has to do all the editing possibly because Naysayer is in his song, not in yours, John. No. So you have to determine if you want to say that or say something else.
I'll just stick with Naysayer. I don't want
to. Or you could just not say a word at all. I don't know, but it's up to you. So here's the beat. I'm going to give it to you first, and then we'll start. So get ready.
Extra. This shit is hard.
When is it supposed to start? Are there any of these bars?
Well, it's instrumental, so okay. It's up to you. So that's the beat for you. Are you ready?
So I guess so.
So I'm going to restart.
I'm trying to figure out how the bars are going to.
Oh, you're trying. Oh, you're trying to figure out
what
how the
rhythm is.
Just do it.
Just do it. Like,
okay.
Like it matters.
Go ahead.
Pre Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And if the. I feel like Mariah Carey, got these naysayers so obsessed. Damn, my piece so famous might get you managed by Kris Jenner next. Mwah. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hooked, nose full of that Tina Snow. And since naysayers need Megan help to make money, become be my hoe. Ah. All of you bees is weak on the Bible, talking S from where no one will find you. I can never be judged by a bee that was dancing making R. Kelly go viral. Hey, I'm sexy as F. I'm freaky. I'm freaky. Got whoever I want. Any, meeny, yeah. Why the F would I stay with a naysayer weak in the sheets and didn't know how to please me? Bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies. Say F Megan and now he the topic. These naysayers thinking they lowered value. All this free promo. I'm looming up. I'm turning a profit. Hang on again.
Do you need some to breathe?
Hate when a naysayer kissing and telling. Say he a player, but he's all in his feelings. What? That's all you get. And I don't even know how it goes. I'm just trying to.
John, do you think you can match that energy? Because that's what Nicki Minaj tried to do. Her song has been panned as not being very good.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, if we're talking about the first salvo in this battle, Megan Thee Stallion has won it. So maybe you can change the narrative for Nicki Minaj. So I'm going to give you the same chance Lance got. You're going to get to listen to the song initially, instrumental-wise, and then you can figure out how your flow wants to go. I'm actually a little impressed with Lance. He put something on it. We know what you sound like when you do stuff. Yeah, no energy.
I got zero.
That's fine.
Here we go.
All right.
Let me hear it.
I don't know the lyrics, so this is going to be good.
So I'm going to give this to you. Get used to it, and then we're going to restart. And then you read that verse. So if you're ready, let me know. And I'll get you to the right spot again. And this is Nicki Minaj's Bigfoot. The reference for Bigfoot is Megan Thee Stallion was shot in her foot by Tory Lanez, a rapper, an artist. So she references Megan Thee Stallion's foot a couple times in the verse. So
that's rude if we're being honest.
It is very rude.
I mean, it was an accident, I'm sure.
Well, he went to prison.
He went to prison, so we're not sure it's an accident. Okay.
Well, he was a bad shot if he shot in her foot.
I don't know what he was trying to hit, but allegedly he shot her in the foot.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This little begging W talking about Megan's Law. For a free beat, you could hit Megan raw. Ooh. If you a Ghost Rider, party in Megan jaw. Ooh. Shots thrown, but I still ain't letting Megan score. Tell him. Bad B, she like 6 foot. Ooh. I call her Bigfoot. Brrr. The B fell off. I said, get up on your good foot. Still ain't top red ruby. No. MHM. Mm?
Just say moi. Moi. You don't know how to go M. You don't have to spell that.
Trying to steal the sauce, I get up out my cookbook. But really, I'm a sweetie pie. P-R-T-T-Y, but I'm P-E-T-T-Y. Why still you lie about your lipo? Finn, your best friend, man, is crazy. You the type, though. You was lying to the queen. Then you went lying to the king, Gail. The 30-year-old T ain't stale. Kylie kicked you out, made you stumble to the car. Barbs, I need a good alcohol bar. Roman, wait, that was the bar. Like a bodybuilder, I keep raising the bar. F you, get the shot, no scar. Brrr. This little piggy talked to somebody, adopt it. S, we'll get the dark like chocolate. I'm about to get up in your ass. B, clench, woo.
Send all of it. Send all the lyrics over.
Sort of like French. They got to get all them Grammys, but your flow's still a no. What a fiasco, Lupe. Future made you pay. Nice. Ha ha. Because she was lying on your dead mama. Ooh. On your dead mama. Ah, ah, ah. Lying on your dead mama. On your dead mama. Lying on your dead mama. Lying on your dead mama. Lying on your line. On your dead mama. Brrr, ooh.
Frank's got his whole intro. Frank's got his intro lying on your dead mama. Oh, my God.
And that's just part of
almost had a heart attack.
The verses that these lovely ladies were dropping on each other. Nicki Minaj's Bigfoot by John. Megan Thee Stallion's Hiss by Lance. You make the call.
Okay. I think.
Seems like you two enjoyed it, certainly. I don't know about the people.
I don't know how you couldn't enjoy that. Whenever he did her little thing, she was, wait, no. Is she the one that does that, or is that?
I don't really listen to her, so I'm not sure.
I thought that was...
That's a Nicki Minaj. That's no. The other one.
Cardi, isn't it? Yeah.
That's what I thought. But I like the way you did it, though. On my dead, on your dead mama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On your dead mama. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lying on your dead mama.
Yeah, lying on your dead mama.
Lying on your dead mama.
So there it is.
Oh, my God.
Nikki versus Megan, or Lance versus John.
That's it.
And we have a News of the Weird segment, if that wasn't weird enough.
If that's not weird enough, John Daspit's not weird. I know that.
No, John Daspit's not weird. We should have had him sponsor that, is what I'm thinking. John Daspit works with people all the time in terms of people in all communities, people in all areas of Houston, people down the shoreline headed towards Beaumont, headed down towards Victoria. It doesn't matter. A lot of offshore accounts when he had – not offshore accounts, but offshore injuries or offshore accidents that happened or refinery blasts. He's handling the big case. He's got a lot of people signed up, and he's going to be representing them for the big – issue that the stuff going down with Astroworld, we all remember the tragedy there. He helps people who have had loss of life, and you know, what is that going to mean for you? There's hospital bills there, or somebody who's been badly injured and will never be able to work again. Hospital bills, physical therapy, everything it's going to take for you to live your life, or someone you know or love, or maybe you're depending upon to live their life in a substantially declined way. And where's the money from the workplace going to come from? You know, the time missed from work. I mean, all these things are taken into consideration, no matter how severe the injury may be. There's obviously different levels to it. The pain and suffering, there is going to be considerations and payouts for all that. And John Daspit's going to fight for you. He's going to fight for you to get what's right, not for what the insurance company's trying to give you. Make sure that John Daspit is there to take care of you. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston. Well, on FM, that is. Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Yeah, we're getting really weird in high schools now. Do you see the bathroom stories? Like they took one place took the mirrors out of the bathrooms because the kids are doing too many TikToks so no mirrors in their bathrooms.
Oh, that's good.
In middle school, one put cameras in the bathrooms.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yes, one put a glass door on the bathroom.
That's curious.
That is curious. A glass door so that you can see in there.
Okay, that's
maybe
not
that's,
usually
maybe
what
that's
you
better
see.
Than a camera. I think maybe I don't know. I'm not sure. But at Brookfield High School, they put a tampon dispenser in the bathroom, which is not odd, unless they put it in the boys' bathroom.
I knew where you were going with it.
It didn't last 20 minutes. It was destroyed 20 minutes after it was placed in the boys' bathroom.
Of course they thought
which
they
is
were
odder
do that.
That they put the tampon dispenser in the boys' bathroom or that it was destroyed within 20 minutes.
That they put it in there? Getting destroyed in 20 minutes was a lock.
Yeah.
That's not odd. That's super predictable.
Yeah, I guess that. Was it a mistake? Are we stupid?
Did they just put it in the wrong? I think now they're saying they just equal opportunity for tampons.
For tampons, equal tampon.
Like I don't know the school's policy about how they treat transgender kids. Maybe a transgender girl who's transitioning has to still go to the boys' restroom. I don't know, and that's why they put. I can't explain it. It sounds dumb to put tampons in the boys' restroom.
Yeah, it can't be dumber. We're so stupid. We don't.
It wasn't that long ago that we didn't even know
what bathroom we were supposed to go. We had to vote on what bathroom we can go to. We're so stupid now. We're so stupid. Speaking of stupid, a St. George, Utah woman said she had medical issues, and that's why she hit a cyclist with her car. She said she had uncontrollable defecation. Do you think that that's a good defense against hitting someone with your car?
I can tell you, it would. Is there a chance that you could, that it would distract you? Absolutely.
Ooh, have you ever had to go really, really bad?
Yeah, I've been in a car too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hit any speed bumps or nothing. You can't have any movement. You just need something to just kind of move around a little in your stomach.
No, you can't move where you're clenched up. Yeah. And you're, the worst.
That's the worst.
It's not a good defense, though. She was found guilty. Just so you know, don't use that. Don't use that as your defense. Speaking of, a video shows an Indiana lawmaker flashing his holstered gun to students who were advocating gun control. He went, "Hey, how's this? You like this?" I don't know how long he's going to be a lawmaker there. I'm not sure. Although I think in Indiana they probably liked what he did there. Okay. Some people will go too far. A man was locked out of her Netflix after they had split up. She locked him out of her Netflix account.
Okay. That's understandable.
So he's locked up now because he threatened to publish intimate images of her. Do you think that's
revenge porn? Yeah, that's strictly prohibited.
I don't know. Maybe just get your... Instead of going to jail for...
Yeah, I just feel like things aren't well thought out a lot.
Yeah. Don't you think you could buy your $7 a month Netflix or whatever it is? Don't you think
you should? 100% can.
Yeah, I think you should probably should. Laura Boebert calls for alligators to be deployed at the southern border.
Lauren Boebert?
Lauren Boebert.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren Boebert calls for alligators. Do you think alligators would be...
Oh, to be deployed?
To be deployed.
I don't think alligators can be deployed. You just put them in a spot and see what they do. I don't think you can direct them to do things.
Well, if people are trying to get across, I think they'll do their job.
You can just plant them in the area.
Yeah, you can float.
You can't float with a stick.
Well, that's what she means by deploying.
You can float with a stick or a paddle and smack them.
Or you could get eaten by them. There's two ways that you could go about
What if you had piranhas in there?
Do you think that'll be a...
What if you had piranhas in there? It's game over. Right. No one can go in there, ever.
Do you want to go to a water park in Southern Kita?
Probably not. If it's in this segment, probably I don't.
It's a water recreation park that is strictly for Muslims. Okay. Do you feel like you... Would you, just to get into this park, you feel like you might change religions? It looks like it's a pretty good water park. I don't know. Maybe.
So depends
on how hot I am.
So the park... Will it have signs, or are you just supposed to know that it's only for...
For a Catholic park.
It's strictly for Muslims.
What country
I think
is
it's right
in?
There on the front door.
What country is it in?
It's a water park. It's in Kita.
I don't know where that is.
I don't know where the Kita is either.
So if it says this, if I'm probably not going, if they're telling me not you.
Oh, no. If you tell me you don't want me, I'm going to believe you.
I'm good. It's just a water park.
That's generally how separatism has worked for years. And racism, separatism, segregation. If they say you're not welcome, I say, you know what? I'm going to believe you.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe that I'm not welcome.
I don't want to test this. I'm good.
I don't think I'm the guy that's going to break through here.
An Arkansas man broke into a house so he could order pizzas. Do you feel like that's a good... I mean, I just think people aren't thinking these things out.
Was he out of the delivery area?
Couldn't you just knock on the door and say, hey, could you order me a pizza?
Maybe they weren't home.
Yeah. I don't know. An ex-U.S. Army man claims that two blue aliens said that there are 135 billion humans out there. Do you believe two blue aliens? That there are that 135 billion humans? I mean, that's bigger than China right now.
If aliens said it, I believe it. Yeah. But I have to go through Arkansas?
Who said it? It's a U.S. Army official. He said he met two bluish aliens who said there are 135.
But where's the Army official from?
It's a helicopter pilot. It was the 80s. He probably was in Vietnam doing a lot of LSD.
This is from. This happened in the 80s?
It happened probably before the 80s.
I just can't trust that.
Yeah. Guy. He was, probably. Probably had too many stints in Vietnam.
It's probably like a real live Randy Quaid.
Probably.
Randy was a lunatic in Independence Day, and then he turned into one in real life.
There's a certain Pizza Hut that is catching it a little bit. Due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room would be closed this evening.
Oh, no.
Do you think Tim Tebow was at that Pizza Hut?
Do they have a table for that at Pizza Hut?
I don't know if I want to eat
Who
at that Pizza
Hut. Who spelled
this?
Well, we've got informal polling considering about our last segment. Twitter, people texting me, John in a landslide.
Yeah, I said, sorry. John wins because he improved that last song 100,000%.
My biggest.
Dell, this needs to be a weekly thing.
People love it. Mm-hmm. My biggest fan.
We had another guy who said spring training can't come fast enough.
John cooked Lance.
Yeah,
that's not right.
You, I said my biggest fan, which means my mother. She goes, John did good. He was funny. Lance, you got cooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried to do it seriously.
Well,
John just went. He just played it straight. John,
I did not play it straight.
No,
that's
he had
how
all
it
the
sounds.
Sound effects and stuff. He tried.
That's it. I did it all,
and the people loved him.
Louisiana's large sports book. Where are we going to be on Monday?
Golden Nugget,
and baby.
Tuesday.
12,000 square feet of premier sports betting. It is awesome. If you're looking for a great, oh my goodness, it's just 2 hours down the road. It doesn't get any better than Golden Nugget Lake Charles. If you're somebody that really loves casinos, don't waste all your time going all the way to Las Vegas. You got it right here. It's right here. Do you know how much money you're going to save? How much more money will you have if you don't have a $500 airfare with you or to another person? That's $1,000 right there. How much the hotel's going to cost? How much time it takes you to get to Las Vegas? All of these things are right here with the pool. With the nightclubs, with the 12 restaurants, with the golf course, 1,100 rooms that are just beautiful. It just doesn't get better. I love it. So convenient. It's right here down the road. They've got all kinds of shows that are coming as well, all kinds of concerts. I'm telling you, you're looking for a great place. I just love it. The food is wonderful. It's a Landry's deal. I mean, it's all perfect. You're looking for a great place to play. And if you want to book a table at the DraftKings Sportsbook, GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles, GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.